Hello, my name is Chip Lang. You're listening to Total EM, or the ASEP site, where we're talking about sepsis. Now, if you haven't already listened to the sepsis primer, please go back and listen to that first. But some of you who are listening are advanced practice providers. That's what we are called these days. But basically, you're the PAs, the physician assistants, or the NPs, the nurse practitioners. You are some sort of clinician other than a physician. And in some states and some places, that leads to different criteria or different things you have to do by law or by area or by your own hospital's discretion. There's usually going to be something else that maybe we have to do as an extra step. So joining with me today is Michelle Perkins. She's a physician, and another PA by the name of Fritz Fuller. More thorough introduction in the sepsis primer, so please go back and you can listen to us there, introduce ourselves. But I want to make this a quick discussion. Now, first question, say I'm an APP, what do I need to do differently, Fritz, when I see a sepsis patient?
Well, as you know, the syndrome doesn't particularly care who's treating it, so you need to do the right things. Oftentimes, it will be helpful if you've had a discussion beforehand, either with your supervising doc, your facility that you use for transfer, or somebody in management at your facility, so that you can protocolize a lot of this, the steps that you need to take to start taking care of the patient. Because as you know, when it's you and two nurses and it's the middle of the night and you're having to make calls to help arrange the transfer or speak with the transfer centers, the more of this work that can be done by the nursing staff and the less time you need to spend asking for permission to do various things will be time better spent.
Exactly. That's true whether or not you're a PA, NP, physician. It doesn't matter who you are. Having more protocolized systems is not necessarily a bad thing. Now, I don't want to endorse cookbook medicine per se, but having more of that in place will make things less questioning and more about getting things done for these patients appropriately. Michelle, do you have any comments on that part?
No, I agree. I think the more that things can be protocolized to a certain extent really makes a lot of sense.
And Chip, I've worked in places where the transfer centers have done outreach. And for whatever reason, I'm just seeing more and more of that these days. And I think it's a fantastic thing because the people you're sending these patients to have a vested interest in you doing a great job out in the community, even if you're not seeing these patients perhaps as often as they are at the big house. So reach out to them and have conversations with them about, you know, what are their preferred antibiotics? How do they feel about normal saline or LR? Things like that.
I really think those are great points, which leads to the other thing. Okay, Fritz, there's no physician on site. Should I call someone right away as the advanced practice provider?
I think that really depends on your practice environment. I've worked in all kinds of settings, in a variety of different rural settings. Sometimes you do, in fact, need to notify your medical control doctor. And sometimes that's somebody who's on call just to let them know that you found a septic patient, you're doing the right things by that patient. In some places, that doc will actually want to come in and help you, which is admittedly kind of rare. In other places, of course, they don't want to hear about it at all. They want you to do the right thing and talk with the consultants at the transfer center and go about your business. But it does really boil down to what environment you're in, as well as hospital policy or state law.
And I think for those who are listening out there too, the people you're working with, whoever your collaborating physician is, or however your system's set up, most likely when you're talking to these different people, they're going to say that, yeah, they'll figure out how you work pretty quickly and know that whether or not you can handle these patients without needing some additional support, just like we do the same thing with certain physicians. I mean, certain physicians can handle this better than others. That's why we have this whole conglomeration of trying to figure out what's going to be best for our patients. Now, Michelle, do you have anything to add on that part?
No, I think that's absolutely right. I mean, you develop a certain rapport with the people that you're teamed up with, and you learn, again, pretty quickly when to call, who to call versus not. When I've been working in this situation back in the past, we certainly learned who to groom to call us versus get the job done and then let us know.
Well said.
So, yeah.
I like the way you just said that. And I promise we didn't bring Michelle here just as a yes man or yes woman. But I think that comes to say, I mean, a lot of physicians, I think, are very comfortable with PAs and NPs taking care of a variety of patients. Now, obviously, it varies by place, but I highly encourage that you find the right people to work alongside, the people like Michelle, who really feel comfortable with working in that kind of environment. Michelle, just as your own experience as a physician, are there any other things you want to see us do that maybe you didn't talk about right here?
No, not necessarily. I mean, do your job, take care of the patient well as you are doing, and then don't delay patient care to talk to me or talk to your supervising colleague. Just do the right thing by the patient early.
All I can say is amen to that.
Agreed.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Michelle and Fritz, for coming back on so we can discuss these couple of quick questions that I know people are going to ask about. Again, this is a very short discussion, but I think it's really all we really need to say for this because so much of it's going to depend on your center. But in the end, I mean, we've talked about it. This is the stuff you need to do. The disease process doesn't care who's taking care of the patient. It only matters how you're taking care of them, and you need to be a good clinician no matter what. All right. Thank you both for coming back on.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks, Chip.